Welcome to St. Paul's Camberley's Remembrance Sunday Tribute. A statement from the Royal British Legion. Remembrance Day and the 2-minute silence have been observed since the end of the First World War, but their relevance remains undiminished. When we bow our heads in reflection, we remember those who fought for our freedom during the 2 world wars. But we also mourn and honour those who have lost their lives in more recent conflicts. Today, with troops on duty in Afghanistan and other trouble spots around the world, remembrance and the 2-minute tribute are as important as ever. Reverend Mark Chester is Vicar of St. Paul's. Prior to becoming a vicar, he also served in the regular army. He's recently completed a tour of Afghanistan as a unit padre, where he experienced fatalities firsthand. Mark, what will your thoughts be this Remembrance Sunday, and who will you be thinking of?
This Remembrance Sunday, I'll be thinking of somebody of whom I have fought for many years on Remembrance Day. It's a young officer called Jim, who had the privilege of doing the same ski instructor's course with many years ago. We shared the same officer's mess. He went off to the Falklands and was the then well-publicised officer who went forward to take the surrender at Goose Green and was then shot by another location. I remember him every year. Somebody who I'll be remembering this year, though, is craftsman Andy Found of the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. He was serving with the Scots Dragoon Guards, and he stepped on an IED, an improvised explosive device, when trying to recover another vehicle that had blown up. What I remember about him is, besides the obvious tragedy of his death, was the fact that the date of his death was also the 7th birthday of his eldest son. I'm remembering Andy, his wife, and his 2 children. My faith also tells me on Remembrance Sunday that death is not the end. Death is a portal into a new life for those who know and love Jesus Christ. But that does not stop us remembering them. It does not stop us feeling the pain of those they have left. My prayers will also be with them this Remembrance Sunday, and I hope every Remembrance Sunday.
Major General Roddy Porter is a member of St. Paul's. He was, until recently, Chief of Staff, Joint Warfare Development at the UK Joint Headquarters. During his 30-year career in the Army, Roddy has served in Northern Ireland, Bosnia, and Iraq. Roddy, can you tell me what thoughts Remembrance Sunday evoke in you? And is there a particular conflict that stands out in which you'll be remembering the loss of men and women this Remembrance Sunday?
I think there are 3 ways I look at remembrance in terms of conflicts. I don't think you can escape the sheer scale of sacrifice of soldiers, men and women, on far-flung battlefields and also on the home front in the Great War and the Second World War. So I think there is a gratitude and a reflection on that, on those sacrifices that are so indelibly etched into our own understanding and sense of history and national pride and remembrance, even if we were not around during those times. So part of me reflects on the scale and the enormity and the meaning for us today of the sacrifice in those world wars. Secondly, I remember colleagues that I've known, officers, NCOs, soldiers, who've given their lives in the conflicts in which I've participated. Now, they're not so many, but I knew them. They were friends, one or two of them. In one case, a Lance Corporal under my command. People I still remember fondly, and I still remember how they died. And so I have a thought for them. And then thirdly, I reflect on soldiers most of whom I had not known, but who were in the battalions of the Royal Welsh, of which I am the colonel. And they went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they gave their lives in those conflicts. And although I personally did not know most of them, I have got to know their parents and their families during memorial services, during funerals, and during the times that we as a regiment have thrown our arms around those folk to let them know that the regimental family is behind them and supports them. And so I think about them as well. In terms of conflicts, I suppose it must be the Iraq and Afghanistan wars of recent years that I remember. I think because they're so fresh, we still live with consequences of Iraq, and we are still heavily engaged in Afghanistan, and in some way I've played a role in those. And so I think about the sacrifice that's ongoing today.
Major General Tim Cross, CBE, is a lay minister at St Paul's. He's been engaged in various conflicts, including Northern Ireland, the Gulf War, Kosovo, and Iraq. His last operational command was as a senior British officer working with the senior American HQ in Baghdad in 2003. Tim, you've been involved in several major conflicts, and no doubt seen the death of brave soldiers along the way. Have you ever been in a situation yourself where you thought you might not make it out? And if so, what goes through your mind at times like that?
Yeah, several times really over those years, over those various operational tours. I was a bomb disposal operator in Northern Ireland in the 1970s, and there were a couple of times there where I thought that things were getting a little bit tricky. I wouldn't say anything particular goes through your mind because you're focused on what it is you're doing, and you try and do your best to do the job that you're there to do. So it's only afterwards, really, you reflect on what may or may not have happened.
Who will you be thinking of this Remembrance Sunday?
Well, a lot of people, really. I think for me, the Bible particularly couples remembering with thanksgiving, and the message is that we should remember that true people of faith not only remember for themselves, but give thanks for all the people that were involved in these various conflicts. And unbelievers have short and sort of ungrateful memories. And I think that applies to nations as well as to individuals, which is why I think Remembrance Sunday is so important. So my memories will be of the people that I've worked with, all of those theatres of operation over the years, but also of not just the military, but the civilians. I saw, the mass graves being dug up in places like Iraq and the Balkans, and a lot of civilian people killed and hurt and injured and so on. And so my memory is of being in these places in order to bring about peace and some sort of justice in these various places. So lots of friends that I served with, but lots of other people too who suffered and many of whom who died in these various operations. And I want to give thanks for myself that I returned safely, but also to give thanks that as a nation we are prepared to be involved in some of these operations.
Colonel Ivar Hellberg is a member of St Paul's. In his 37-year service career, he saw active service in the Falklands War and Borneo. He received a citation while serving as a Royal Marine Commander in the Falklands. Ivor's no stranger to the casualties of conflict. Ivor, what does Remembrance Sunday mean to you, and what will you be thinking about this Remembrance Sunday?
Andy, thank you very much. Remembrance Sunday means a huge amount to me, because I remember back over many years of operational service in the armed forces, where friends of mine, colleagues, have been injured, wounded, and killed. I remember their families, their friends, and every year, anyway, we meet together more than once, just to show mutual support, because some of them suffer most terribly. And it's not just during the Falklands War, but it's long before that, where I first had my operational tour in Borneo in the 1960s, where I first came across death. I'd never come across that, and certainly traumatic death that you get in warfare. And I've seen, during my time of service, terrible atrocities and some awful things in my life. And I've also seen huge courage by people bringing out the very best of camaraderie and people who are prepared to lay down their lives for their friends. A fighting unit is a very tight unit. And once you've been on operations together, frankly, you always stay together. And at the time of Remembrance Sunday, as a Christian particularly, I remember them in my prayers, and my mind goes back to those times long ago where I've seen some of the very best coming out of human beings in terms of my soldiers and servicemen and Marines, but also sometimes, regrettably, some of the more brutish behavior of human nature. So thoughts come pouring back to you, Andy, when you look back on those particular times.
With proud thanksgiving, a mother for her children, England mourns for her dead across the sea. Flesh of her flesh they were, spirit of her spirit, fallen in the cause of the free. They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
This has been a tribute by St. Paul's Camberley to our brave soldiers, sailors and airmen who have died in conflict throughout the ages. We will remember them.